A year ago, the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation announced it had collected a total of $1.63 billion from the GET surcharge, far less than projected. That scenario of shortfalls continued, and throughout 2016, the churn among leadership added to the uncertainty over how the project could continue, especially with escalating cost projections. 2016 also saw the GET surcharge extended through 2027, and late last year, the hiring of interim executive director Krishnaya Murthy, now in his job since December 5th. And he's on the line with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for the time. Thank you for being here. You know, the saga about the rail, at least the basics of it, haven't changed very much in the last little while. People say they want it to go all the way to Ala Moana. There's not enough money to do it. We're watching escalating costs. And there's also the FTA recovery plan. As you've signed on now for a year, what first things can you do that might begin to change this story, given the fatigue everybody has with it?
Well, that's a great question. One of the things that I need to concentrate on as I move on with the project in my first few weeks to months is to establish the real baseline for the project as to where we are with all the work that's been done to date, and then what does it take for us to move from here to the completion, get the project to completion up to Ala Moana. So I'm in the process of establishing that baseline and then come up with a structure, both organizationally as well as in terms of finance needed to get the project completed.
So as you do this assessment and try to figure out where we are, which has been a real moving target for those of us who have been watching this project for all the time that it's been in existence, are you seeing any clear patterns or information that you think that we should know as we're looking to also assess how this project goes forward, given the fact that so many people are going to likely be having to help pay for it and certainly help maintain it once it's built?
Great question. Given the stage we are in, as you well know, right now we are almost nearing completion of the 10 miles of the project on the west side. We are pretty much aggressively going ahead with all the station construction. We just recently awarded the airport guideway and station contract. So the only big contract that is left is the civic center portion of it. So based on the contractor's actual bids and the expenditures that have been involved and the changes that we have negotiated with these contractors, we have a better handle on what today's costs are, both in terms of what we have expended as to what is needed. That's where I am, trying to use all that data that we have and use that data for the completion of the project all the way up to Ala Moana.
Mr. Murthy, we've seen different projections of the costs and watching these numbers become even more astronomical. Can you give us any sense of baseline of what you think these costs realistically may be?
I think the current forecast that they have come up with it seems to be in the range of where it should be. What I'm trying to do is to validate that and to make sure they are the right numbers. So that's the process that I'm going through at this point. I brought in some experts to help me out to do that.
When you talk about numbers, I mean, we've seen projections upward of, you know, $8 billion to $9.5
billion. Well, I think one of the moving targets have been the financial costs for the project costs. So sometimes people take the project costs and leave the financial costs out of that whole total cost. So I think that's where some confusion has been. When the number $8.2 billion was talked about, the financial cost was not a part of the trial number. And by clarification, the new number came out. However, as I said before, I am in the process of validating and making sure those numbers are real and we can deliver the project to these costs and to a realistic schedule.
That seems to say that we've never really truly seen the total picture, you know, the financial picture of rail. Meanwhile, we're going into a legislative session. What do you expect from lawmakers in terms of rail this year? What's on your wish list?
Our wish list is that the GET tax extension gets done up to perpetuity in the current formula that we have, 90-10, and that provides us the needed financial resource, local resources, to complete the project, as well as plan for extensions on either side of the line that we are building, and then have this intermodal bus rail system in place for the county and Honolulu citizens to use.
We've also heard from the budget chair of the Honolulu City Council, who was here with us yesterday, that you know they're also looking at, as he put it, revenue enhancements to be able to maintain the rail once it's built. How much coordination is there between the city and state, and is there enough for you?
We are working very closely with the city of Honolulu. They have been a part of our process and procedure that we are following in establishing the O&M costs as well as the budget costs for the project itself. So we have given them all the assistance they need in order to come up with a O&M budget that they need to when they take over the project for operation and maintenance. So we are together on it, and we will be together when we go in front of the legislature requesting the support of the state in completion of this project.
You've now been in your position for about 6 weeks. You signed a contract for a year. A year goes by so very quickly. What do you have in your mind for what it is you can truly accomplish within that time period? And is that really just a first contract? Any plans for you to stay on beyond that?
I think I'll take it year by year. Right now, my first initial assignment that I took on is to get this project moving in the right direction. As I said, those are the activities of which include establishing the baseline, making sure the management structure, as well as the technical core capacity of the organization is there to complete this project to the quality and standards that we said we deliver this project to. And I think that those are achievable. That's my concentration is, and hopefully with the help of the city and the state in getting the GET extension done, I think we will have a robust, aggressive program to get this done and deliver the project.
I want to thank you for the time that you were able to give us this morning and look forward to talking to you in future.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Krishnayamurti came to heart as the former executive director for transit project delivery at LA Metro. He spent 40-plus years in rail transit since his first day on December 5th. He's been meeting with key stakeholders, the mayor, the city council, HART board members, state lawmakers, and the HART staff to learn the current status of construction and finances, and no doubt we'll hear more about that later.